哎，怎么又没声音了？
听吗？真的卡卡布有声音吗？
没有声音。
Sorry, Guru Maharaj. No sound again.
但是他没声音。
Still no sound, no volume, Guru Maharaj.
好 about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, very yes. good.
Yay!
Yay!
Hare Krishna!
Okay, so we're going to do back and forth translation, correct?
Yeah.
I say and pause, then you translate, yes?
Yes, sure, Guru Maharaj.
We are on part four of our visit to Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan.
我们今天即将讲述拜访 Vrindavan 的 Govardhan 山的第四部分。
Because of the pandemic, we couldn't physically go, so now we're visiting virtually.
因为疫情期间，所以呢，我们不能够亲自去拜访，但是我们可以在网络上拜访 Govardhan 山。
If Krishna permits,We'll see you in Vrindavan this Kartik, this year, 2021.
如果 Krishna 允许的话，那么我们今年2021年在 Kartika 月在 Vrindavan 相聚哦。
And this is Govardhan Parikrama Part 4.
这是绕拜 Govardhan 山第四部分。
Some of you may...want to know what is the rasa or the mood of love of Govardhan Hill towards Krishna.
可能你们在座的想要知道 Govardhan 山对 Krishna 的 rasa 或者是爱的心态是怎样的呢?
According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Govardhan's rasa is sakya.Rasa, Krishna's friend.
根据 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说到 Govardhan 山与 Krishna 的 Rasa 之间的关系是 Sakya Rasa, 朋友的关系。
We know from Chaitanya Charitamrita that there's different degrees of love for Krishna.
我们从 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的主 Chaitanya 经当中了解到对 Krishna 的爱的程度是各不相同的。
Even there are forms of the Supreme Lord that are perfect, more perfect and most perfect, and Krishna in Vrindavan is most perfect.
即便是关于 Krishna 的各种形体也有完美的更加完美的和最为完美的而 Vrindavan Krishna 的形体是最为完美的
This term Purnatama is used in Chaitanya Charitamrita to describe Krishna's position as the supreme original personality of Godhead
在这里的术语 Purnatama这个词出现在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中来说明了 Krishna 至高无上的至尊人格守神的至高无上的地位
Similarly in Vrindavan amongst the friends of Krishna Govardhan is the most perfect friend
同样的在 Vrindavan Krishna 的众多的朋友当中 Govardhan 山是最完美的朋友
That is confirmed by the gopis.
这一点呢被那些 gopi 们所确认。
I'm sure you remember the phrase Haridasa Varya, the best of Krishna's devotees.
想你们大家还知道这句话 Haridasa Varya.
Haridasa
Varya. Haridasa Varya. Haridasa Varya. Correct, Gunaraj?
Yes, that's correct.
Haridas Varya, 大家还知道这一句话吧？是最最优秀的奉献者。
There's a verse in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam where the Gopis declare, Govardhan is Hari Dasa Varya, the best of his devotees.
在圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇当中，那些牧牛姑娘们赞美宣布道， Govardhan 山是 Hari Dasa Varya, 是最优秀的奉献者。
In the Uddhava Gita section of the 11th canto Bhagavatam, we find the following commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
在圣典博迦瓦坛第十一篇 Uddhava 关于 Uddhava 的对话当中，在这里我们可以看到 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 所写的评注。
Please read.
Yes, Gunaraj.Raja 的居民是最特别的， Vrindavan 的居民是最特别的，他们通过各种毫无 karma 和 jnana 毫无果报和思辨的 bhava， 通过饱含 madhurya vatsalya sakya 和 dasya bhava 的 bhakti yoga 奉爱瑜伽到达我，别无他求。牧牛姑娘们通过 madhurya rasa 到达我，乳牛通过 Vatsalya Rasa 到达我， Govardhan 山 Govardhan 等山脉通过 Sakya Rasa 到达我，动物、树木、灌木、Kaliya 蛇等虽然没有智慧，但是他们通过 Dasya Rasa 到达我。
After some time I will be having a discussion on the Kaliya serpentBut note, Kaliya not only was delivered from his envy, but he became an eternal associate of Krishna in Krishna Loka in Dasya Rasa.
那在一段时间当中呢，我一直也讲到了关于 Kaliya 蛇和 Krishna 之间的这段逍遥时光。在这段逍遥时光当中， Krishna 不仅去除了 Kaliya 的嫉妒之心，而且也祝福了 Kaliya 成为了 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这个 Dasya Rasa 以这个仆人的关系到达了这样的一个完美的境界。
Devotees, there's hope for all of us.
同样的，奉献者们。
We just have to get the mercy of Krishna, and we can become his eternal associate.
Kaliya 蛇他获得了与 Krishna 永恒的同伴的这种地位。亲爱的奉献者们，我们是不是也渴望着和能够获得跟 Krishna 的这种关系呢？成为 Krishna 的永恒的同游呢？
Govardhan is the dearmost devotee of Krishna, and through his mercy, one's spiritual desires can be fulfilled.
Govardhan 山是 Krishna 的众多奉献者当中最优秀的奉献者，通过他的 Govardhan 山的仁慈，一个人所有的物质欲望都会被去除掉。
So let us meditate upon Govardhan Hill and sing his praises.
让我们一起来冥想戈瓦丹山，并且去吟诵关于戈瓦丹山的祈祷吧。
The word Govardhan has two primary meanings.
戈瓦丹这个词有两个主要的含义。
Please read.
Yes, Gunaraj. 戈瓦丹这个名字有两个主要含义。Go 的字面意思是乳牛 ，Vardhana 意为营养品。
Govardhan nourishes the cows.
Govardhan 山滋养着乳牛们。
Here's the second meaning.
这里有第二个含义。
Please read.
Go 的另一个含义是感官 ，Vardhana 还有增加的意思，因此 Govardhana 又意为增加奉献者对 Krishna 的吸引。
May our attraction for Krishna Can you hear me again now? Are we connected?
Yes, connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Janaka.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Surabhi, are you there yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Do we have Manani Radha? Is she there? Do we have any other translator?
Gumaraj, I come back. I don't know why.
Okay, let's carry on. Please translate the second meaning of Govardhan.
Yes, Gumaraj. Go 的另一个含义是感官 ，Vardhana 还有增加的意思。因此 ，Govardhana 有又意为增加奉献者对 Krishna 的吸引。
Let us pray to Govardhan Hill that as we meditate on him and his pastimes with Krishna, that our attraction for Krishna will increase and be nourished.
让我们一起向 Govardhan 山祈祷，祈祷 Govardhan 山赐福，通过他和去冥想 Govardhan 山与 Krishna 的逍遥时光，并且藉着 Govardhan 山的仁慈，希望我们对 Krishna 的吸引被得以滋养并且增加。
Here's a Google map of Govardhan Hill.
这是关于 Govardhan 山的 Google 地图。
In the lower left corner, that's the tail of Govardhan, and the upper right,That's Radhakund Shyamakund, the head of the peacock.
我们在这个 Google 的地图上的左下角，这是 Govardhan 山的尾部，在右方右上面中间，那是 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund, 那是 Govardhan 山的头部。
And the white section in the middle, that's the rooftops of the homes in Govardhan Town.
那么在中间的这个白色的区域是 Govardhan 镇的那些白色屋顶的显现出白色屋顶的这个地方。
This is an image to remind you of what we completed last time we were together.
这个路线图能够让我们想起上一次我们所拜访的那些地方。
Right there in the center, number 11, that's Aniyar Town.
在中间的这个部分第11标志设是 Aniyar 镇。
12 and 13, we visited the Balaram Temple and Sankarshan Kund.
12是 Balarama 神庙 ,13 是 Sankarshan 湖。
And up on the top portion of this image,We see Gopal Temple and Gopal Prakat Stali, the place where the Gopal deity was found by Madhavendra Puri.
在上边的14、15是 Gopal 神庙，15是 Gopala Prakat Stali. 在这里，Madhavendra Puri 发现了 Gopala 神像。
Now look down at the very bottom and you'll see...Number 16, Gauri Kund.
我们在这张图的最下方可以看到第16是 Gauri 湖。
That's that green looking square just below Sankarshan Kund.
就在 Sankarshan 湖13的下面，我们可以看到有一个小绿色的方块，那就是 Gauri 湖。
So Gauri Kund is the next place that we're going to visit.
Gauri 湖就是我们现在要去拜访的下一个地方。
Now look on the map, see there's number 13. We're going to take a look again at Sankarshan Kund.
那么我们再看一看这张图的第13，我们再一次去拜访一下 Sankarshan 湖。
Off in the distance, there's that white structure. It's a temple building. That's the Gopal.Rai Temple, where Gopal was worshipped for a long, long time.
我们可以看到离这个 Sankarshan 湖的不远处有一个白色的建筑物，那里有就是一个白色的建筑物，那是 Gopalaraya 神庙。
Here's two verses from the Puranas that glorify Sankarshan Kund.
在这里有 Purana 宇宙古史当中有两个诗节来荣耀了 Sankarshan 湖。
Here's what Vayu Purana says.
这里面说到了 Vayu Purana. Vayu 往事书这样说的。哦，名为 Sankarshan 的 Tirtharaja， 美丽的快乐源泉啊，我向你顶礼膜拜，因为你把五谷和财富给予亚度王朝的人们。
And here's what Bhakti Ratnakar says.
这一句话呢是 Bhakti Ratnakar 这本书当中说到了，谁想如愿以偿，就该来此沐浴。
So just.Below or to the right of Sankarshan Kund is Gauri Kund.
那么就在 Sankarshan 湖下面，那个图的下面就是 Gauri 湖。
Gauri is one of the names of Durga.
Gauri 是 Durga 的一个名字。
She's given the name Gauri because her complexion is golden, just like Gauranga.
她之所以得名为 Gauri 是因为她的肤色如黄金一般，就像 Gaura。
Often persons worship Gauri because they want material opulence.
通常人们去崇拜 Gauri 是因为他们想要获得物质的财富。
So we're going to hear a wonderful pastime of Radha and Krishna connected with Gauri Kund.
我们即将聆听到关于 Radha 和 Krishna 与 Gauri 相关的美丽的逍遥时光。
This is a very old photograph of what Gauri Kund looked like many years ago.
这张图片呢是 Gauri 湖许多年以前的样子。
The pastime that I'm going to narrate was written by Rupa Goswami in his Vidagdha Madhava.
我即将讲述的这段逍遥时光 Radha Krishna 的逍遥时光是 Rupa Goswami 在他的 Vidagdha Madhava 这本书当中所描述的。
The word Nataka means play or drama.
Nataka 这个词的意思是戏剧或者是话剧。
And Vidagdha Madhava describes Krishna's activities and pastimes in Vrindavan.
Vidagdha Madhava 的意思是描述了 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
The narration begins like this.
这段描述的一开始是这样写到的。
That's a deity of Purnamasi found in Vrindavan.
这尊神像是在 Vrindavan 发现的 Purnamasi 的神像。
Purnamasi is Yogamaya personified in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
Purnamasi 是 Yogamaya 在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中的人格化身。
She came to Vrindavan just before Krishna took his birth.
她就在 Krishna 诞生之前去到了 Vrindavan.
And she came with her grandson Madhu Mangal, who isvery little, just about Krishna's age, a little older.
而且他是带着他的孙子 Madhu Mangal 一块去的。Madhu Mangal 跟 Krishna 的年龄相仿，只是比 Krishna 稍稍大一丁点。
She was a Brahmani. She was the mother of Sandipani Muni, who became Krishna's teacher later.
Purnamasi, 她是一位女婆罗门，她是Sandipani Muni 的母亲，而 Sandipani Muni 呢，后来成为了 Krishna 的灵性导师。
And Sandipani Muni's son was Madhu Mangal.
而 Sandipani Muni 的儿子就是 Madhu Mangal.
And there was a daughter also. Her name was Nandimukhi.
而且她还有一个女儿，她的名字叫 Nandimukhi.
We heard about Nandimukhi in relation to the tax pastime, if you remember.
如果大家还记得的话，我们在描述 Krishna 和 Radha 牧牛姑娘们之间的收税的逍遥时光的时候，提到了 Nandimukhi。
So the scene opens in this drama.
所以这
the scene opens in this drama with the husband, so-called husband of Radharani named Abhimanyu.He's decided to leave Vrindavan with Radha.
这段话剧的帷幕打开了。这个帷幕的一开始的镜头就是 Radharani 的所谓的老公 Abhimanyu, 他准备带着 Radharani 离开 Vrindavan.
He's making plans and making arrangements with his mother and sister to leave Vrindavan and go to Mathura.
他呢已经做下了这样的计划，并且做出安排，要和他的母亲以及他的妹妹带着 Radharani 一起离开 Vrindavan。
But none of the devotees in Vrindavan will act in a major decision without consulting Purnamasi. So he went to see Purnamasi to take her blessings.
但是呢，在 Vrindavan 的居民，他们事先做出任何决定之前，肯定是要去询问咨询 Purnamasi 的，因此 Abhimanyu 同样的去到了 Purnamasi 那里。
When Purnamasi asked Abhimanyu, why do you want to leave Vrindavan? He explained it's because so many people are saying so many bad things about Radharani and she's mixing with Krishna and it's not good at all, we should just leave Vrindavan.
然后 Purnamasi 就问 Abhimanyu, 你为什么要离开 Vrindavan 呢？ Abhimanyu 这样回答说，因为在 Vrindavan 四处都有人说 Radharani 的坏话，说 Radharani 整天和 Krishna 在一块，这样不好，所以呢，我打算离开这里。
After a long discussion, Purnamasi persuades Abhimanyu, it's just rumors, don't pay attention to village gossip.
然后在他们俩之间呢进行了很长一段时间的讨论， Purnamasi 他说服 Abhimanyu 说，这都是谣言，不要听这些村里的谣言。
If...You can actually catch Abhimanyu, Krishna and Radharani together, then you can leave Vrindavan.
如果你能现场逮着 Radha 和 Krishna 在一块的话，那你可以离开 Vrindavan.
Abhimanyu was pacified.
Abhimanyu 听了以后呢，他就安静下来了。
But he was determined, I'm going to catch Radharani with Krishna.And then I'm going to leave.
然后但是呢 Abhimanyu 他非常的坚决，我一定要逮着 Radha 和 Krishna， 要逮个正着，然后带着，然后我离开 Vrindavan。
Then Abhimanyu made a request of Purnamasi.
然后 Abhimanyu 向 Purnamasi 提出了一个请求。
Can you please give the mantras to Radha?A worship of Gauri.
你能不能给 Radha 一个曼陀罗去崇拜 Gauri 呢？
I heard that Chandravali worships Gauri with the blessing of her husband, and he's now become very wealthy, and I want to become wealthy, so can you give Radha the mantras for worshiping Gauri?
我听说 Chandravali 他在崇拜 Gauri.并且呢使她的丈夫得到了祝福，乃至她的丈夫现在忧残万贯，我也想要请您给予 Radharani 一个 mantra， 让她去崇拜 Gauri， 这样呢我能够变得跟 Chandravali 的丈夫一样的富有。
Purnamasi said excellent idea, let's begin.
Purnamasi 说这主意太好了，这主意太好了，我们现在就着手开始了。
Abhimanyu went back to his home very happy.
然后 Abhimanyu 非常开心地回到了自己的家。
I'm going to become rich. Purnamasi is going to teach Radha how to worship Gauri.
我就要变得很自由了。Pramasi 决定要教 Radha 怎么去崇拜沟里。
After Abhimanyu left, Vrindadevi came to meet Purnamasi.
就在 Abhimanyu 离开回家之后 Vrindadevi 出现了去见了 Purnamasi.
Vrinda had just been with Krishna, who was requesting Vrinda and Purnamasi to assist him in having pastimes with Radha.
就在此之前 Vrinda 显现之前 Vrinda 刚刚见过 Krishna 向 Vrindadevi 请求 Vrindadevi 和 Purnamasi 帮助他去和 Radha 上演消时光
Purnamasi said excellent I have just the plan they can meet together at Gauri's temple at Gaurikund
Purnamasi 听了以后说太棒了这主意太棒了我现在就已经有了个计划他们 Radha 和 Krishna 可以在 Gauri 的庙相见
Vrinda left to give the good news to Krishna let's go to Gaurikund
Vrinda 听了以后立刻离开了去把这个消息告诉 Krishna 所以 Krishna 说让我们去 Gaurikund 吧 Gauri 湖吧
Then Vishakha and AlitaThe dear most friends of Radharani came to Purnamasi.
接着 Vishakha 和 Lalita, Radharani 的最亲密的朋友去到了 Purnamasi 那里。
And they informed Purnamasi that Chandravali and her good friend Padma are going to visit her mother-in-law.
然后他们对 Purnamasi 说到了 Chandravali 和 Padma 他们去 Gurumaj, could you repeat the name? Chandravali and Padma to meet
Chandravali's mother-in-law that means her mother
然后他说到了 Chandravali 和他的婆婆去这个 Gauri
AndPurnamasi said, excellent. Krishna is going to go there also.
Purnamasi 听完了以后说到了太棒了 Krishna 也会去到 Gauri 湖
When Chandravali passed by Gaurikund on the way to see her mother-in-law, Krishna was there.
Oh, 就在 Chandravali在去看她的婆婆的路上经过 Gauri 湖的时候 Krishna 就在 Gauri 湖那里
And there were some teasing funny talks between Krishna and Chandravali
然后呢 Krishna 和 Chandravali 之间有一番十分逗乐十分玩笑的一番对话
Just when Krishna was reaching out toEmbrace Chandravali, Chandravali's grandmother came by and was very angry at Krishna.
就在 Krishna 和 Chandravali 正要拥抱的时候，就在这个时候 ，Chandravali 的婆婆来了。她看到的这一幕，非常的愤怒。
The grandmother scolded Krishna badly and went back, took Chandravali back to her home.
然后呢，这个她的婆婆就。在那里斥责 Krishna 并且命令 Chandravali 立刻回家
Meanwhile Radha came to gather flowers for worshipping Gaurikund
就在这个时候 Radha 来到 Gauri 湖准备去崇拜 Gauri
And in the course of their conversationsthat were very interesting, Krishna mentioned Chandravali's name.
在他们的对话当中非常的有意思 Krishna 在对话当中提到了 Chandravali 的名字。
Radha became very angry just hearing Chandravali's name and she left Krishna in an angry mood.
Radha 一听到 Krishna 提到 Chandravali 的名字她气得不得了然后呢就离开了 Krishna.
Rupa Goswami explains Krishna did that on purpose.
Rupa Goswami 解释说 Krishna 是故意这么做的
Because he wanted to have a change of mood and activity with Radha.
因为他想要改变一下他和 Radha 之间的这种心境，还有和 Radha 之间的这些活动，改变这些活动。
Just then, Vrindadevi came, and Krishna didn't even have to ask. He just said, please bring garments for a female. And she understood exactly what Krishna's plan was. And she brought clothing so Krishna could dress himself like the Gauri deity.
就在这个时候 Vrindadevi 显现了。那么就在 Krishna 还没有问的情况下， Vrindadevi 就对 Krishna 说，去拿女人穿的服饰过来。Krishna 听了以后立刻就明白了，然后把自己穿成了 Gauri 神像的样子。
So Krishna dressed himself like the Gauri deity and stood in front of the Gauri deity looking very happy.
Krishna 呢就把自己穿成了 Gauri 神像的样子，并且站在了 Gauri 神像面前，看上去 Gauri 特别的高兴。
Meanwhile, Chandravali's friend Padma felt very angry towards Krishna.
正在这个时候 Chandravali 的朋友 Padma 对 Krishna 非常的生气。
She thought that Lalita must have gone to Chandravali's grandmother and said, Krishna's meeting with her, come quickly.
那么 Padma 她肯定他认为 Lalita 去到了 Chandravali 的、哦、外婆，刚才是外婆，不是他的婆婆哈，是外婆去到那里告状，说 Chandravali 和 Krishna 相见了。
This is part of the transcendental competition between Chandravali's gopis and Radha's gopis.
这就是 Chandravali 的牧牛姑娘朋友们和 Radha 的牧牛姑娘们朋友之间的竞争。
So to get back at Lalita, Padma went to the home of Radha's husband, Abhimanyu.
所以呢，为了报复 Lalita, Padma 就去到了 Radha 的丈夫的家。
And Padma said, go quickly to Gaurikund, because Radha and Krishna are meeting together there right now.
Padma 对Abhimanyu 说道，你赶紧去 Gauri 湖那里吧， Radha 和 Krishna 立刻就要相会了，他们现在就相会了。
Abhimanyu thanked her very much.
Abhimanyu 听了以后特别的感谢他。
Purnamasi said, I can leave Vrindavan if I can catch red-handed Krishna and Radha together.
Purnamasi 说的，如果我能把 Krishna 和 Radha 逮个正着的话，那么我就可以离开 Vrindavan 了。
So with his mother, Jatila, Abhimanyu went to Gaurikund.
Abhimanyu 带着他的母亲 Jatila 一起去到了 Gauri 湖。
And he called out loudly, Aha, I've caught you, Radha, with Krishna, because Krishna was there.With Madhu Mangal pictured at the bottom of the screen, and they were doing the puja for Gauri.
然后 Abhimanyu 说的，啊哈，我终于逮着你了 ，Radha Krishna。我们可以看到这张图片上，在下面最下面是 Krishna 的朋友 Madhu Mangal， 他们在那里一起崇拜着 Gauri。
As soon as Radha saw her good husband, she paid her obeisances very quickly.
That Radha 一看见她的好老公 Abhimanyu 立刻向她的老公顶拜。
Then Gauri spoke in a loud enough voice that Abhimanyu could hear.
然后 Gauri 神像很大的声音说话，就是为了让 Abhimanyu 能够听到。
Gauri said,Radha, I'm unable to fulfill your desire. It's impossible.
Gauri 这样说的， Radha, 我无法实现你的愿望，这是不可能的。
Abhimanyu asked Gauri, What is it? What desire is it that Radharani wanted?
然后Abhimanyu就问 Gauri， Radharani 他想要什么实现什么愿望啊？
A great calamity is going to befall you, Abhimanyu, and she wanted me to stop that calamity from happening.
Abhimanyu， 你就要大难临头了。Radharani 想要阻止这场对你的这场灾难。
Abhimanyu asked Gauri, what is that calamity that's going to fall on my head very soon?
Abhimanyu 就问 Gauri, 什么样的灾难我即将灾难临头了呢？
Gauri said, it's too terrible, I can't tell you.
Gauri 说太可怕了，我都无法向你描述。
But Brenda knows, maybe she will tell you.
Who knows?
Brenda knows. Maybe she will tell you.
然后 Gauri 说到了 ，Brenda 知道，可能她可以告诉你。
Brenda said in a tearful voice, "Abhimanyu, tomorrow comes is going to come here to Vrindavan and cut off your head."
然后 Brenda Devi 她的声音哽咽的说道 ，Abhimanyu。明天康萨就要来了，他要把你的头给切下来。
On your behalf, Radha was pleading with Gauri, please stop this from happening somehow.
为了你 ，Radha 向 Gauri 祈祷说，不管怎么样，请阻止这场灾难吧。
And then Radha repeated, please give protection.To my master and lord of my life.
然后 Radha,
Krishna, of course.
Sorry, Gurumaraj?
Krishna, of course. Please give protection, Gauri, please give protection and safety to the lord of my life.
然后 Radharani 一再的在那里哀求着 Gauri, 实际上 Gauri 就是 Krishna, 说请保护我的主人吧，我的主人啊，请保护我吧，保护我们免于这场灾难吧。
Then Gauri said, normally I don't even hear such requests.From great yogis and ascetics and sadhus, but because of your strong devotion for me, I will consent on one condition.
然后 Gauri 这样说到了，通常情况下，我不会去听取那些大瑜伽师、大苦行者他们发出的这种请求，并且回应他们。但是由于你对我强烈的奉爱。所以呢，我会满足你的愿望，但是有一个条件。
You must never leave Vrindavan and continue and come here regularly and worship me, Krishna.
这个条件就是，你永远不要离开 Vrindavan， 并且要经常的来到 Gauri 湖来崇拜我 ，Krishna。
And Abhimanyu said, she'll stay, I'll stop the plan to go to Mathura. She can stay here forever and worship you, Krishna.
Abhimanyu 说到了，他会留下的，他永远不会离开 Vrindavan 去 Mathura 的。他会总是在这里来崇拜你 ,Krishna.
So Abhimanyu,left with Jatila to go back to their home.
然后 Abhimanyu 带着 Jatila 回到了他的家里。
And you see in the painting, the elder lady dressed in a red sari, that's Jatila, Abhimanyu's mother.
你们可以看到图中有一位年迈的牧牛女穿着红色的 sari, 那就是 Abhimanyu 的母亲。Jatila.
Standing next to Krishna in the blue sari, that's Radharani.
那么就在 Krishna 身边穿着蓝色 sari 的那位牧牛姑娘就是 Radharani.
In the front of the painting, that's Madhu Mangal with a plate of laddus.
我们可以看到就在这张图片的最下面是 Madhu Mangal, 他手里拖着一盘拉肚。
Behind Radharani are Lalita and Vishakha.
在 Radharani 的身后是 Lalita 和 Vishakha.
And with her back to us, that's Vrindadevi.
那么背对着我们的那一位呢是 Vrindadevi.
And in the back, that's Krishna dressed as Gauri, looking very effulgent. He was very happy. Oh, so happy having dressed like Gauri. It's been very nice.
我们可以看到这张图片的远处，那个放着万丈光芒的，那就是 Krishna, 他把自己穿扮成了 Gauri. Krishna 非常的高兴，哦，我非常高兴把自己穿成 Gauri 的样子。
After Abhimanyu left with his mother, Purnamasi came.
就在 Abhimanyu 带着他的母亲回到家之后， Purnamasi 来到了现场。
Purnamasi said, how nice that you and Radha have come together, just as was requested.
Purnamasi 说到了，啊，就像你们两个人，就像 Radha, Krishna, 你们两个人被请求的那样，你们现在聚在一起。
My greatest happiness is to see you and Radha together.
我最大的快乐就是看到你 Krishna 和 Radha 在一起。
Krishna said, so many nice things have happened by your mercy. Please let me know if there's some service I can do for you.
Krishna 对 Purnamasi 说到了，由于您的仁慈，有这么多美好的事情发生了，请您告诉我，我如何为您服务呢？
And Purnamasi said, I have no desires. I'm completely satisfied.
Purnamasi 说到了，我没有什么愿望，什么欲望，我非常的满意。
Please accept my blessings hundreds and hundreds of times.
请你一百遍一百遍的接受我的祝福。
By this wonderful pastime, now Radhika will never leave Vrindavan, and my heart is content.
由于这段消逝时光，现在 Radhika 永远不会离开 Vrindavan 了，我的内心十分的满意。
But since you've asked for some service, here's two things you can do to please me.
那么既然你问了为做哪些服务，现在这里有两样能非常的让我高兴的事情。
Please always enjoy together with Radha in the groves of Vrindavan.
请你总是和 Radha 在 Vrindavan 的丛林当中享受你和 Radha 的逍遥时光吧。
And second is any devotee who hears of these wonderful pastimes of you and Radha, please give a drop of your mercy so they may become attracted to your two lotus feet.
那么 Purnamasi 说到了第二件事情，就是任何聆听到了你们俩之间的这段逍遥时光的奉献者，请你赐福他们一滴您的仁慈，这样呢他们就能够被你的逍遥时光所吸引，被你所吸引。
Krishna said, so be it.
Krishna 说如你所愿。
So dear devotees,Just by hearing these amazing pastimes of Radha and Krishna, may your attraction for their lotus feet grow in your heart.
Oh, 亲爱的奉献者们，我们通过聆听 Radha 和 Krishna 的这段奇妙的逍遥时光，愿我们对 Radha 和 Krishna 的莲花足的吸引不断的增加。
And this is one of the pastimes that you...can find by visiting Govardhan Hill.
这就是当你们去拜访 Govardhan 山的时候，你们会聆听到这段逍遥时光。
We're going along the eastern side of Govardhan Hill, heading towards number three, which is Punchari, the tail of the peacock.
我们现在沿着这张图往东走，去到三这个地方，三是 Punchari。 这正是戈瓦丹山的尾部。
And the very next place we're going to visit is Aniyur town.
我们下一次要去的地方是 Aniyur 镇。
We visited Aniyur town, as you see on this map, and the last place we visited last Monday was Prakatstali, or the place where Madhavendra Puri found the Govinda deity, the Gopal deity.
我们可以从这张地图上可以看到，上一次我们去到 Aniyur 镇，然后又去到了这张图的第二个地，第二这个地方是Prakatstali 这个地方。上一次我们结尾的时候去到了这个地方，上一周一的时候，结尾的时候我们去到这个地方，就在这个地方 Madhavendra Puri 发现了 Gopala 神像。
Although that red line that's moving across to the left on your screen, that's where we're going next.
然后我们沿着这个红色的路线，再拐一个弯，这就是我们要去到的一个地方，另外一个地方。
Number three, that green square, that's Govindakund.
我们可以看到三。这里是一个绿色的正方形的区域，是 Govindakund, Govinda 湖。
Let's go.
我们去看看那里吧。
Along the way, we pass by this temple that's called Shakshigopal Temple.
我们沿着这个路线会路过 Shakshigopal 神庙。
When we were visiting,recently in India, one of the yatras, the Chinese devotees performed pastime of Shakshigopal from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
就在不久之前，我们去朝圣的时候，中国奉献者在朝圣期间上演了 Shakshigopal 这段逍遥时光。Shakshigopal 这段逍遥时光在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中有描述。
And it was all in Chinese.
且全都是用中文表演的。
Because the devotees knew the story, although they didn't understand Chinese, that was one of the favorite experiences of the whole yatra.
虽然去看观看这段话剧的奉献者观众们，他们不懂中文。但是呢，他们对这段逍遥时光是非常熟悉的，所以他们一致认为中国奉献者上演的这段话剧是整个压茶当中最精彩的一个部分。
Here in Vrindavan is another Shakshigopal temple, or perhaps the temple from which the Shakshigopal deity came.
那么在 Vrindavan 也有另外一座 Shakshigopal 神像，这就是 Shakshigopal 神像来到这里。
Here's the Shakshigopal deity.
这就是那尊 Shakshigopal 神像。
Now, obviously, this is not the same deity that's presently in Orissa.
显而易见，这尊 Shakshigopal 神像跟 Orissa 的那一尊 Shakshigopal 神像是不一样的。
In this temple, they also have a place where they worship Lord Shiva.
在这座神庙当中，他们也有崇拜 Shiva 的地方。
So you're going to see this image about seven times.
你们会看到这张图，会看到七遍。
Right in the middle, number two, is Govindakund itself. We're going to see close-ups of Govindakund.
我们在这张图片的最中间是 Govinda 湖。我们也会去到那里，去到它的就是有一个近照会描述它。
On the far right of your screen, you see number one, that's Madan Mohan.
那么在离这个地方的右边那个区域一是 Madan Mohan 神庙所在的地方。
This is the outside of the Madan Mohan temple.
这是 Madan Mohan 神庙的外围的图片。
It's a favorite spot for people who herd cows, and even in this painting or photo, there's some goats.
我们可以看到了，这是非常著名的一个 啊一个地方，在这个地方呢，人们养牧羊乳牛。我们在这张图片里也可以看到羊群。
Let's go inside and take darshan of the deities.
我们现在进到这座神庙里面去觐见一下神像。
Here's the altar, Madan Mohan.
这是 Madan Mohan 这尊神像所在的神坛。
Here's a close-up of
这是镜照。
This is a close-up of the deities, Madan Mohan.
这是 Madan Mohan 的镜照。
And now here's an aerial photograph of Govinda Kund.
This is a close-up of the deities, Madan Mohan.
这是 Madan Mohan.现在这张图片呢是 Govinda Kund 的俯瞰图。
And on the left side of our screen, we'll see many buildings there. These are little temples.
我们在我们的这张图片的左边可以看到有一些神庙。
We're going to visit all of them.
我们会去拜访所有这些神庙。
Here's from one of the corners of Govinda Kund.
这是从 Govinda Kund 这是 Govinda Kund 的一个另一个角拍摄的图片。
This Govinda Kund was formed by the water and the milk from the bathing of Surabhi and Airavata.
那么 Govinda Kund 是怎样形成的？是当时 Surabhi 和 Airavata 沐浴 Krishna 的时候形成的一个湖。
Here's some prayers to Govinda Kund, written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Yes, 这是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 写的一首对 Govinda 湖的祈祷文。Govinda 湖因其许多灵性的活动而地位显赫。就在这里 ,Indra 被主 Govinda 击败并向他敬献祷文为他沐浴。Indra 诚惶诚恐谦卑地抓住主 Krishna 的莲花足，在一头 Surabhi 乳牛的陪同下，他用天堂的恒河之水为主沐浴，举行加冕庆典。就这样，主 Krishna 辉煌地展示出他就是乳牛之王。我向源自那场沐浴的 Govinda 湖祈祷，愿他永远活现在我眼前。
Here's some of the local pujaris and this very interesting fellow with the sandalwood paste around his eyes.
这是当地的 pujari, 我们可以看到其中的一位 pujari, 他的头上涂的檀香浆、看上去挺有意思的。
A local sadhu.
这是当地的一位圣人。
And one of the local pujaris with that stick by his side,for taking care of monkeys to get too close.
那么这位图片当中的人物呢是当地的一位 Pujari, 他的身边还放着一个棍子，他这个棍子呢就是用来赶猴子的。
Now we're going to visit number three, see if you can find that on the map, it's at the very bottom center.
我们现在去到这张图片的三这个地方，三呢就在这张图片的最下方。
It's a local temple of Radha Govinda.
这是一座当地的神庙，是 Radha Govinda 神庙。
Here's the entryway to that temple.
这是这个神庙的入口。
And here are the deities.
这是这个神庙里的神像。
This is a close-up of Govinda and of Radha.
这是 Radha 和 Govinda 的近照。
And here they're dressed much more nicely.
我们可以看到这是把他们穿得更加华丽的样子。
Notice to our left or to Krishna's side, Govinda's side, there's a photo of the Panchatattva.
我们注意到没有，就在 Govinda 的这张我们的左边 ,Govinda 的左边那里有一张女圣体 Panchatattva 的图片。
Here it is again.
这是他们的另一张图片。
Now we're going to number four, right on the corner of Govindakund. That's the temple of Radha Gopinath.
我们现在呢去 Govindakund 的一个角落的神庙，那是 Radha Gopinath 的神庙。
Here's the entry to that temple.
这是这座神庙的入口。
And here are the deities of Radha Gopinath.
这就是 Radha Gopinath 的神像。
And here they have a deity of Lord Shiva in the center.
在这里也有 Shiva 的神像，中间就是。
To our right is his bull carrier, Nandi.
在我们的右边，右手边，这是 Shiva 的坐骑 Nandi.
By the left side of Lord Shiva, that's Parvati.
那么在 Shiva 的左手边，那是Shiva 的左手边是 Parvati.
And on our left side, or Shiva's right side, that's Ganesh.
那么在我们的左边，也就是 Shiva 的右手边，那是 Ganesh, 他的儿子。
And this is the area surrounding that temple.
这是这个地方围绕着这个神庙的周围的建筑。
And now we're going to see...Some nice images of Govardhan Hill in that area. Look in the back left.
我们可以看到这张图片的远方的左手边是 Govardhan 山。
It looks very peaceful, and it is.
而且它看上去如此的宁静祥和，不是吗？
Govardhan Hill is overseeing Govindakund.
我们可以看到 Govardhan 山，这个 Govindakund 的背后是 Govardhan 山衬着。
This painting, this photograph is a different year with the, that blue painting along the walls, the side walls.
那么这是很多年以前拍摄的一些照片。
There's some cows up on top of Govardhan Hill.
在 Govardhan 山这张图片上 Govardhan 山顶有一些乳牛
And along the side of Govardhan Hill
这是 Govardhan 山的、边旁边的图片
That's that same cow that we saw a moment ago
这也是我们、前面所看到的一张照片
And that's one of those blue cows that he's hiding from us by looking the other direction
这是一张蓝色的乳牛的图片我们可以看到它把自己藏了起来想躲避
Now we're back at our map again If you see number 5 That's the Jagannath temple And then up above That's the Ballabhacharya sitting place
那么我们现在即将去到的是五 Jagannath 庙然后在上面六是 Vallabhacharya 他坐曾经坐的一个地方。
The Jagannath deities at Govindakund look like this.
Govindakund 旁边的 Jagannath 神像当神像庙里的神像就是这个样子的。
And there's Gornitai deity in front of them.
在他们前面是 Gornitai 神像。
And this structure is one of the many sitting places of Ballabhacharya.
那么在这个建筑物我们可以看到这以前是 Vallabhacharya 曾经经常坐的地方。
Ballabhacharya was a contemporary. He lived at the same time as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Vallabhacharya 是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 同时代的人。
And they had association with one another. You can read about that in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
我们可以在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 主 Chaitanya 永恒的、永恒的主 Chaitanya 经当中 了解到 Vallabhacharya 和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之间的交往。
He was a great Krishna Bhakta, and Govindakund is one of the places where he would sit and meditate on Krishna's pastimes.
Vanabhacharya 是 Krishna 的美好的奉献者 Bhakta， 他经常会在 Govinda Kun 坐在 Govinda Kun 的旁边，在那里去冥想 Krishna。
This marks the sitting place。
嗯，就是标志着啊，这是他的原来坐的地方。
These are different Govardhan Shilas that he personally worshipped.
在这里面我们可以看到好几块 Govardhan 圣石，这是他曾经崇拜过的，亲身崇拜过的。
And this is the four-armed Narayana deity that he also worshipped.
这也是 Vallabha Acharya 崇拜过的 Narayana 四臂形体。
Now we're back at our map again. We're going to go visit number 7 up on the left side of Govindakund.
我们现在即将去到七这个地方，就在我们这个图片的 Govindakund 的左侧。
This is a Gopal temple where the deity looks very much like the Gopal deity that Madhavendra Puri found.
这里七是 Gopal 神像神庙，那么 这里的 Gopala 神像呢，看上去跟 Madhavendra Puri 崇拜的 Gopala 神像十分相似。
Here's the area of the Gopal temple. Here's the entrance.
这就是 Gopal 神庙，这里是 Gopal 神庙的入口。
There's some very old trees near this area.
在这个地方附近有一棵古老的树。
Let's go in and have darshan.
我们现在进到庙里去觐见神像吧。
Here's one of the photographs of the deity of Gopal.
这是 Gopal 的一张图片。
On another day, another dress.
这是在另一天给他穿上了不同的服饰的照片。
And now we're going to number 8. Look at up by the hill on the top.Another Mukaravind. Look at, imagine that.
我们可以看到你这张图片的上方，我们即将去到八这个地方，这个地方可有意思了。
If you remember, we already visited Mukaravind. That's at Manasiganga.
如果你们还记得的话，我们曾经拜访过这个地方 Mukaravind, 在 Manasiganga 这个区域。
And Gaudiya.Vaishnavas accept that is the real Mukaravinda, but here's a fundraising Brahmin that wants people to believe otherwise.
Ah, 然后那么 Gaudiya 的奉献者们把这里接受为是 Mukaravinda, 把它接受为 Mukaravinda 所在的地方。但是在这里我们可以看到有一位普加，有一位婆罗门，当地的婆罗门，他有别的想法。
According to the local pujari, that Shila to the left is Mukaravind, and the Shila to the right is Anantashesh.
那么根据当地的 pujari 说到了，这张图片的左边是 Mukaravinda， 右边是 Anantashesha。
Just like the hood of a cobra extends out, so this Anantashesh has that hood of Ananta protruding from the Shila.
那么就像是我们可以看到那个千头蛇棚，在这个圣石我们也可以看到 Anantashesha 蛇棚。
This, they say, is Ganesh Shila with the two...Sandalwood dots being the eyes and his long trunk hanging down.
Oh, really? 我们在这里可以看到这是 Ganesh 圣石，这里标有两个就是标志出了他的眼睛，还有他长长的挂着的鼻子。
Here's Airavata Shila.
这是 Airavata 圣石。
And if you look closely, you can also see the long trunk of an elephant over there on the right-hand side.
Yeah. 如果大家凑近了看的话，可以看到右边，看到 Airavata 的长长的粗粗的鼻子。
This, they say, is one of the places where Krishna would sit and take his meals from this katora, that little cup.
那么据说呢， Krishna 是来到这里，坐在这里，从一个小杯子喝牛奶的地方。
And over on above is Krishna's heel print.
在上面呢，有在上面的那块圣石上有 Krishna 的后脚跟印。
Anyway, they try to raise funds by showing these shilas to people.
他们试图呢给人们看这些圣石，来去搜集一些资金啊。
Now we're taking darshan of Govardhan Hill again.
我们现在再一次去觐见 Govardhan 山。
And the last place we're going to visit here is number 9 in the upper left corner. That's the Radha Shyamasundara Temple.
我们要去到的最后一个地方呢，是这张图片的上方的最左边9 Radha Shyamasundara 神庙。
Here's the friendly Pujari who's greeting us.
这是这位非常友好的 Pujari， 他在欢迎我们。
And here's the deity of Radha Shyamasundara.
这就是 Radha Shyamasundara 神像。
And here's some of the local buffaloes taking bath in Govindakund.
我们可以看到当地的一些水牛在 Radhakund 沐浴。
And that's during a different season, lots of green algae on the top of the water.
我们可以看到这是雨季的时候，在湖面上有很多的浮萍。
Now we're going to move from Govindakund to our last place for today, and that's Dauka Dauji number 2 on your map.
我们现在呢离开 Govindakund 去我们今天要拜访的最后一个地方，叫 Dauka Dauji 这个地方。
The word Dauji we learned already, that means elder brother, that's Balaram.
我们已经学过这个词 Dauji 的意思， Dauji 是哥哥的意思，它指的是 Balarama。
And on the way you'll find different places where sadhus are assisting the pilgrims in worshipping Govardhan Hill directly.
我们在朝圣的过程当中，可以看到，经常看到这些当地的这些崇拜者婆罗门们，他们指导着朝圣的奉献者们去崇拜神像 Govardhan 山， yeah. 去崇拜 Govardhan 山。
He has a supply of milk and flowers, and they make offerings to Govardhan.
他们会提供牛奶，提供这个花。然后让他们去供奉给 Govardhan 山。
Here's the parikrama path with pilgrims walking.
我们在这里可以看到朝圣者们，他们沿着朝圣的路线在朝拜。
Here's the same path with less people on that path.
这是同样的一条路径，人们通常会沿着这条路径去朝圣。
In some places they put bricks.It makes it walking a little bit harder because it's not so soft on your feet.
在有一些地方他们铺上了砖头，所以呢走在上面就觉得比较硬，不是那么不像是这个土路那么柔软。
Some of the local cows looking very contented.
我们可以看到这些当地的乳牛看上去如此的满意，满足的样子。
Little cowherd boys taking care of the cows.
这是当地的小牧牛童们，他们在放牛。
And of course, our beloved Govardhan Hill.
当然，这就是我们可爱的 Govardhan 山。
Here are some very old trees that are winding their way around the shilas of Govardhan.
我们可以看到这一棵古老的树，它的树盘根错节地围绕着 Govardhan 山圣石。
And if we take note, there's lots of character and variety in the shilas on the side of Govardhan Hill. Here's a dark one.
我们可以看到在 Govardhan 山山路旁边有各种各样不同形状各异的 Govardhan 山圣石。
Just by the side of the path, some local people worship Govardhan in this way.
就在这个路边上的一些人们，他以这种方式来去崇拜 Govardhan 山圣石。
in some different images of Govardhan Shilas on the way.
这是在路上我们拍摄的光瓦丹山的不同的圣石的照片。
Now, up on the hill of Govardhan is Dauka Dauji.
就在这个山上是 Dauka Dauji。
Running from left to right, that's the walking path pictured in brown.
好。那么我们可以看到从这个左边右边到左边有一条路。
So we have to go off the main Parikrama path, go up to Govardhan Hill itself, and there we'll see Dauka Dauji Temple.
那也就是说我们要离开主路线然后往着这个我们这张图的上方走就能够去到 Dauka Dauji 这个地方。
Here's the little path leading to Dauka Dauji, and here's the temple.
这是通往 Dauka Dauji 的 一条小路，这就是这个是这就是这座庙神庙 Dauka.
Dauka means watching.
Dauka 的意思是看守或者是啊放哨。
The pastime of Balaram was he was watching.Radha and Krishna and the gopis performing rasa dance at the southern end of Govardhan Hill.
那么呢这段消时光是指的 Balarama, 他、在那里观看着 Radha Krishna 上演 rasa 之舞，也就是在 Govardhan 山的南边、上演的 rasa 之舞。
When Krishna performed rasa dance,Balaram would make himself scarce. He didn't interfere with Krishna's enjoying with the gopis.
当 Krishna 和 Radha 他们上演 Rasa 之舞的时候、Balarama 他不想打扰他们 干涉他们之间的这段消时光。
But as the Rasa dance continued more and more, Balaram just became overwhelmed with ecstasy.
但是呢随着 Rasa 之舞不断的上演不断的上演 Balarama 他越来越沉浸在狂喜之中。
And this temple commemorates the place where Balaram was watching Krishna's Rasa dance.
而这座神庙呢就是纪念着纪念着 Balarama 在那里观看 Radha 和 Krishna 的 Rasa 之舞。
Now, ISKCON devotees don't go up on Govardhan Hill because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not go on Govardhan Hill.
但是 ISKCON 的奉献者他们不会爬上 Govardhan 山因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他不爬到 Govardhan 山上去。
We don't put our feet on the deity.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他不把自己的足放在神像上。
But the local pujari, he took one of the cameras and took this picture for us.
但是呢，当地的一位 pujari, 他把我们的这个照相机拿去为我们拍了这些照片。
And here he is inside the pujari.
这就是这个神庙里面的这位 pujari 和神像的图片。
And here are some of the Shilas that he worships personally.
这里是这位 Pujari 他亲身崇拜的一些圣石。
And his life is just dedicated to serving Krishna in this way.
他这个位 Pujari 他一辈子就是这样奉献怀着奉爱之心去崇拜 Krishna.
At the bottom of the hill,There is this Shila that you see pictured.
就在郭瓦丹山的下面我们可以看到这块圣石就是图片上面所看到的。
You see some flowers on top of the Shila. You see some incense sticks next to the Shila.
我们可以看到这个圣石上面放着许多的放着一些鲜花然后下面呢也放着香。
The Shila looks really shiny.
这块圣石看上去闪闪发光。
Because many, many people have offered milk and other things to the Shila.
因为有很多人来这里为这块圣石供奉牛奶还有其他的一些吉祥物。
It's called the Mukut Shila because Mukut means crown.
这块圣石被称为 Mukut Shila. Mukut 的意思是皇冠。
Like when you do deity dressing in your home, perhaps, you may place a crown on Krishna's head that's called Mukut.
那就像是你在家里崇拜神像的时候，你可能会给神像穿衣。打扮的时候，你给神像戴上皇冠。
In the ecstasy of seeing Krishna's residence, the mukut or crown of Balaram fell and landed on the Shila.
哇 ，Balaram 他处在极乐之中，看着观看着 Krishna 的 rasa 之舞。就在他极乐当中的时候 ，Balaram 头上的皇冠掉在了这块圣石上。
And the ecstasy of Balaram's crown melted in ecstasy the Govardhan Shila upon which the crown landed.
Oh, 然后 Balaram 的 Mukut, 他的皇冠处在极乐之中融化了这块圣石。
When we go to Govardhan, we'll visit the Mukut Shila.
那么当你去到光瓦丹山的时候我们会去拜见 Mukut Shila 皇冠圣石
There it is close up
这就是这块圣石的镜造
So that's it for this evening devotees
奉献者们这就是我们今天晚上朝圣的内容
We didn't walk too far today
我们今天并没有走路
Because we heard so many nice pastimes of Krishna in between.
因为在这个一个朝就是一个朝圣的地方和另一个朝圣地方中间，我们聆听到了很多关于 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So we have 10 minutes, and if you'd like to raise some questions, you can send them into the chat box.
我们现在还有十分钟，如果大家想要提问的话，可以把你们的提问发到聊天室里。Yes, Guru Maharaj, there are several questions come. This question from Yamuna Tira Mataji. 深深的顶拜 Guru Maharaj, 请问 Radha 的丈夫和 Krishna 是仆人还是朋友关系呢？他处于比较尴尬的地位上，如何理解 Krishna 对 Abhimanyu 所做的一切也是爱的交流呢？ Abhimanyu 又是怎样品味到超然的快乐的呢? So I offer my obeisances to Guru Maharaj. My question is that, what's the relationship between Radha's husband and Krishna? Is it Dasha Rasa or Sakya Rasa? This first question.
Neither. It is said by the Acharyas that Abhimanyu is Krishna's shadow.
两者都不是我们的 Acharya 们回答说 Abhimanyu 是 Krishna 的影子
How would you like to be Krishna's shadow?
So Krishna 的影子是怎样的呢
That's who Abhimanyu is
这就是 Abhimanyu 他是 Krishna 的影子 So Abhimanyu is in a very awkward position
He's serving Krishna very happily.
是的，他在这个位置上，Krishna 很高兴的，他处在这个位置上。So how do you understand?
You're translating her question, or you're just doing your own question?
No. I translate her question.
Okay.
So he said the second question that Abhimanyu is in an awkward position. So how to understand the love exchange between Krishna and Abhimanyu?
When Jatila, his mother, Katila, his sister, and Abhimanyu, his shadow, are apparently getting in the way or obstructing Krishna's meeting with Krishna, with Radha, it makes it even more enjoyable.
那么呢，当阿比玛纽的母亲就提了阿比玛纽的妹妹库提了还有 Krishna 的影子，也就是 Abhimanyu， 他们试图要阻止 Radha Krishna 的上演他们的消失光的时候，就让 Krishna 十分的开心。
The appearance is he's obstructing Krishna's pastimes, but in fact he's enhancing Krishna's pastimes.
虽然看上去 Abhimanyu 在阻碍着 Krishna 上阻碍 Krishna 的这些消失光，但实际上 Abhimanyu 的这些活动是增强了 Krishna 的这些消失光，使得 Krishna 的这些消失光越发的强烈。
The ocean of Rasa is very deep.
Rasa 的海洋是非常非常的深奥的。
So you won't understand it easily. You have to go deep to understand it.
所以呢，除非你去深深的潜入到这样的 Rasa 之洋当中，否则是不容易了解到这些 Rasa 的。
Don't try to understand with your little tiny brain.
所以呢，不要试图用我们小小的脑瓜去理解这些爱的交流、消失光。
Just hear with devotion and let your heart become cleansed.
我们只是怀着奉爱之情、奉爱之心去聆听这些消失光，让我们的内心得到更多的净化。
And appreciate how amazing are Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
并且去欣赏 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的消失光是多么的不可思议。
Next.
Yes, the third question is that how did Abhimanyu taste the transcendental happiness?
From his heart, that's how he tasted.
他从他的内心去品尝这超然的快乐。
Next.
The next question, yeah. 深深的顶拜古玛哈拉，请教第一个桑塔巴克塔中即中性关系是否只存在于非人格范的解脱当中，在灵性世界花草山川河流等和 Krishna 都是朋友关系吗？是否存在着中性关系和仆人关系？二 Krishna 的随身用品和 Krishna 是哪种关系和 Krishna 交往呢？So the next two questionI'm not sure if from the same devotee or not. I offer my obeisances to Guru Maharaj. The first question that, Santa Bhakta, does Santa Rasa only exist in the, impersonal Brahman realization or liberation?
No.
不是。
There's Shanta Rasa in Vrindavan.
在 Vrindavan 也存在着 Santa Rasa, 中性的关系。
And impersonal liberation is not Shanta Rasa.
这种非人格的解脱不是 Santa Rasa.
Next.
Yeah, in the spiritual world,The plants and the flowers, the mountains and the rivers, they have the relationship with Krishna as a friend.
The Govardhan has that relationship, yes.
Govardhan 和 Krishna 是朋友关系。
But not all the items mentioned have Sakya Rasa relationship with Krishna.
但是呢，你在这里提到的其他的那些呢，和 Krishna 不是有这个 Sakya Rasa 的关系。So is there in the spiritual world, the world, there also have a Santa Rasa and the Dasa Rasa, the flower,The grass on the river They have a relationship.
We already answered that question.
Yes. 是的。
Translate.
Yeah, 我们已经回答了这个问题。So how about the Krishna's how about paraphernalia? What's the relationship between Krishna and Krishna's 随身用具？
I have a suggestion for this type of question.
Yeah, 我对这个问这样的问题有这样的一个建议。
My suggestion.Is that each of you that has this kind of curiosity should focus your attention instead on your mood of service to Krishna.
每个人都有，我们就是最好是专注于我们对 Krishna 的奉爱服务的这种心态。我们每个人的这种关系是各不相同的。
Real knowledge is not just information, but it's realization of your relationship with Krishna.
真正的知识不是一些信息，而是我们对 Krishna 的觉悟。
My dear devotees, focus on your service relationship with Krishna.
所以我亲爱的奉献者们，我们要专注于
Krishna's deity form.Focus on those relationships of service, please.
所以亲爱的奉献者们，我们最好专注于我们对 Krishna 的服务，我们专注于我们对神像，对 Krishna 的神像的形体的服务。
When that becomes very prominent, then you're asking questions about which rasa is this and that becomes more meaningful.
那么当你到达了这种境界的时候，你再去问我们和就是再去询问和 Krishna 的各种关系的时候，这才会更有意义。
But sitting back in a chair, pulling your chin, saying which rasa, is it this one, is it that one? It's just information that doesn't soften the heart.
那么如果我们坐在椅子上，然后趁着我们的下巴在那里想这种关与 Krishna 的这种关系那种关系，就是这 scrimmage that just soften our heart
does not.
Oh yeah, does not soften our heart. 如果我们只是坐在椅子上，然后趁着下巴在那里想与 Krishna 的这种关系那种关系，它不会让我们的内心。变得柔嫩柔软。
One more question, a non-rasa question.
Oh, yeah, but Gunraj, this question relates to Krishna's paraphernalia on the Krishna. So what's the relationship?
I don't want to go there. Let's go to the next question.
Oh, the next question? Okay. Yeah. Harikanta, 姐姐还有其他问题吗？YY 这边没有。Janaka Prabhu, 你那边还有其他问题吗？就是那个企业微信那边。
这边也没有。
Oh, good match. So far, no more question. That's all.
Okay. We're at 9 o'clock.
我们现在。现在九点了，也时间到了。
And I hope you're...Appreciating how much Govardhan is in the mood of serving Krishna, and may you receive some of that enthusiasm and variety in serving Krishna yourself.
我希望大家非常的能够欣赏到 Govardhan 山是它是如此美妙的。带着这种服务的心态服务着 Krishna, 并且也希望我们从这段消从这些消时光当中来获得奉爱服务的多样性，以各种各样的方式服务 Krishna.
We'll see you again next week.
我们下周见。
I'm looking forward to it.
我期待着我们下周一再相聚一起。
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. 非常的感谢 Guru Maharaj 给我们带来的美妙的绕拜高瓦丹山的这些逍遥时光，也非常感谢奉献者们的聆听与问题的分享，也谢谢大家给予我这个服务的机会。Hare Krishna.